Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to join in my struggle by praying to God for me. Do this because of your love for me, given to you by the Holy Spirit. It's an incredible privilege to belong to the Christian family. As soon as you become a Christian, you have brothers and sisters who are part of your new worldwide and eternal family. I treasure that moment recorded in Acts chapter 9 and verse 17, when Ananias went to meet Saul after his encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus. Ananias knew of Saul's violent reputation, and he was clearly surprised at the news that he'd met the Lord. But we read that Ananias went into the house where Saul was staying, placed his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul," what a miracle. In today's verse, Paul speaks of how his brothers and sisters could join him in this struggle. There is no doubt of their love and respect for Paul, and I'm sure that they were eager to do whatever they could to support him. Paul told them that the way to do so was through prayer, motivated by the love for him that the Holy Spirit had given them. When we see someone struggling, we want to do something practical to help them. But often the greatest support that we can give is in prayer. There are many Christians struggling today. Millions of believers live in countries where the government is opposed to Christianity, and life is a continual challenge for them. I'm sure that there are also Christians in your own community who are struggling. Perhaps their struggle is with health issues, or the care of relatives, or relationship difficulties, or challenges at work, or problems in their church. We won't need to look far to find people who are struggling, and I pray that because of the love that the Holy Spirit has put in our hearts, we will commit ourselves to praying for them. So let me ask you a question. Who do you know who's struggling at the moment? Take some time to pray for them right now. And now let's pray together. Lord God, we pray for those who we know who are struggling at this time. Please show us how we can bring them your love and encouragement. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.